In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Back in my undergraduate days, I was introduced to one of the great theologians of the 20th century, Paul Tillich. Tillich was born in Germany and became a prominent teacher, lecturer, and writer. In the 1930s, many of his public works brought him into conflict with the Nazi Party. And when Hitler became chancellor, he was dismissed from his teaching position at the University of Frankfurt. He soon made his way to America, where he eventually settled and spent the rest of his life teaching, first at Union Seminary in New York and then Chicago University. He was an extremely brilliant man. His ideas and writing can be extremely dense and complicated. If you ever want to learn a great deal while also giving yourself a headache, check out his 3-volume systematic theology. But his work could also be profoundly clear and accessible. His book, The Courage to Be, is one such work. Another easily understandable idea of his is one of his core and foundational principles about the nature of faith, which he called ultimate concern. For Tillich, faith was just that which we are most concerned with, that which is of utmost importance to us. He believed that everyone had an ultimate concern, even those people who did not believe in God. Whatever it was that they put at the center of their life, of their mind and heart, this is their ultimate concern. So for our ultimate concern to be properly oriented, it must be concerned with the ultimate, the eternal, the divine, with God. I think what we have in our 3 readings for today points us towards questions about ultimate concern. In the gospel, Jesus enters the house of Martha. While he is there, Martha's sister Mary takes her place at the feet of Jesus and listens intently to what he is saying and teaching. Martha, having many things to do around the house, is a little perturbed. Can't Mary get up on her feet and lend me a hand? And am I really going to have to do all this work by myself? To be honest, I kind of get where Martha is coming from. It's not easy to keep a home. I know firsthand that with 2 young children, the food needs to be cooked, the dishes cleaned, the clothing washed, the floor swept, the yard mowed, and so on and so on and so on. And that's just at home. Never mind all the things we have to do in the rest of our life, the many responsibilities we have towards work, to community, to family and friends. Check one thing off your list of things you have to do, and it seems like 5 more appear right behind it. So I get where Martha is coming from. But I also get where Mary is coming from. Here they have Jesus, the Son of God, God incarnate, Emmanuel, God among them. Here is Jesus in their home, and Mary will not miss this opportunity to sit at his feet and listen to him, to be in his presence. But Martha, distracted by her many tasks, can't find the time or the ability to just stop. To just stop and be in the presence of God. Where do their ultimate concerns lay? Where do our own ultimate concerns lie? Are we like Mary, who recognizes the presence of God and simply stops and puts aside our tasks and responds to the presence of God? Or are we more like Martha, distracted by our many tasks, always moving, always running, completing one thing just to chase down another? I know if I'm being honest, I am probably more like Martha than I care to admit. trying to complete one more chore, run one more errand, make one more phone call, type out one more email, to watch the latest show everyone is raving about, to read the recent book everyone is talking about, driven by some unseen force that promises contentment and satisfaction and completion, but never delivers any. What does this constant and ceaseless activity say about what I am concerned about, where my ultimate concern rests? I think Mary recognized in Jesus what our epistle reading from Colossians expresses to us, that in Jesus the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things. That Jesus existed before all things, and in him all things hold together. She came face to face with the eternal, the divine, the ultimate. And in that moment, Jesus became her ultimate concern. Her tasks, for that day at least, could wait. She could stop. She could pause. She could cease the endless chasing, and in that moment make God the center of her mind's attention, her heart's affection, her life's purpose. Jesus reminds us today that we are distracted by many things. Jesus reminds us that we must focus our faith towards God, must seek God out and make God our ultimate concern. The question for us then becomes, where can we find Jesus? Where can we sit at his feet as Mary does and be in his presence? When we become less distracted, when we begin taking moments to stop and look and listen, I believe we can find God all around us. For me, I encounter God here in this room every week. In the reading of Scripture, I can hear God the Father speaking through the prophets. In the prayers and hymns, I can feel the Holy Spirit moving among us. In the bread and wine of this holy table, I can taste and see the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's not just here in these four walls and under this roof where I encounter God. God is to be found out in his creation, in the beauty and awe of nature, in the warmth of summer days and the stillness of winter nights. In creation, we can glimpse the Creator. This abundant gift we call earth is a constant source of God's presence for us. And God is also to be found in our fellow human beings. The prophet Amos in our Old Testament reading has some important things to say about that. God is to be found among his people, especially among the needy, the poor, and the suffering. When Amos saw Israel abusing the least of God's children, taking advantage of their weakness for their own gain, he condemned them in the strongest way possible. He declared that they had strayed far from God and not sought him out, not made God their ultimate concern. They had made wealth, power, and prestige the center of their lives. By their abuse and negligence of their fellow human beings, they created a chasm between them and God, and Amos warns that this would lead to a great famine, a great separation from God's loving presence. By ignoring and abusing their fellow human beings, the people of Amos's day missed a moment to be in God's presence by being attentive and loving to their neighbor. God is all around us. Are we distracted by our many tasks? Are we concerned ultimately with things other than God, to have the ability to stop and be in his presence? The world, our lives, will always give us many things to be concerned about. But turn your eyes and your ears, turn your hearts and minds towards God, and there you will find the one thing we need to ultimately concern ourselves with: the eternal peace and love of our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. Amen.